Or what woman, if she owns 10 silver coins and loses one of them, won't light a lamp and sweep the house, searching her home carefully until she finds it? When she finds it, she calls together her friends and neighbors, saying, "Celebrate with me because I found my lost coin." In the same way, I tell you, joy breaks out in the presence of God's angels over one sinner who changes both heart and life.
How many of you enjoy the beach? Either watching or walking or perhaps even venturing into the salt water of the sea. If you've ever walked a beach, you can share the experience of seeing things that seem a bit out of place. And I'm not talking about particular taste in bathing suits. Although you will certainly see that as well. This summer, I spent a lot of time walking the beach. It's one of my favorite things in life to do. It's not as easy as it used to be for me because I have to really be conscious of the slope of the beach because of this old back. But I love the serenity of beach walks alone. And I love the companionship of beach walks with Bryn or friends or family. I love seeing folks enjoy the beach. And this summer, I had to take this picture of a brother and sister. And I love seeing people meditate at the beach. And I admire them for finding a way to just completely check out of the noise and just be present with the Creator like this man. This summer, I met a couple who rise very early most days and look for beach glass. And after meeting them for the very first time, they found me a little later that morning. They said, "We collect beach glass and we found this one and we wanted to start your collection." Well, not only was I very touched by that gesture, but the rest of the summer when I was on a beach walk, I looked for beach glass. And I found 4 more pieces. It's hard to find. While looking for beach glass, I discovered some other things strewn across the shells and the seaweed. Things that indeed were out of place. Things that seemed tossed away. Now, I can sort of understand this being tossed away because it was only half of a rubber ball. Yet I wish the owner understood what would happen if everyone tossed half of a rubber ball into the ocean. This was an interesting find. Perhaps it belonged to a child's sailboat and somehow got disconnected. Maybe it was part of a decoration on a tropical drink from Two Drunken Goats, the beachside restaurant that I referred to in last week's sermon. But wherever it came from, one thing's for sure, this little yellow flag was not a normal part of the ocean's edge landscape. Now, here we find something that I just bet a few tears were shed over. A pair of pink goggles. I can imagine some little boy having lost these either when a big wave brought himself to shore in a rapid and unexpected way. Have any of you all ever been out on a shore and a wave hit and you arrived much quicker than you anticipated? So I can imagine a little boy having that happen and he got busy and forgot where he put them. Or his sister, we know all how they are. His sister knew how much he liked them and threw in the ocean far away. Whatever the circumstances surrounding how these pink goggles got there, it would be my bet that the first time the owner of these goggles needed them, meltdown would ensue. My pink goggles! As we continue our summer series, God in the Heat of the Moment, I was reminded of beach walks in the heat of the day, and how I stumbled upon these tossed away items. A blue half rubber ball, a yellow toy flag, and a pair of pink goggles. Once again, theology hit me square in the eye. Things tossed away, either from being deemed unusable, as in the case of the blue ball, unneeded, or disconnected in the case of the yellow toy flag, or too hard to find in the case of the pink goggles. It makes one wonder how often that occurs in our relationships with one another. How often do we hear of people who feel that they can't possibly be useful in the world? They're not smart enough, or pretty enough, or rich enough, or talented enough, or fill in the blank enough. How often do folks buy into these old record players which tell them they are unusable? I wonder, how often do folks feel disconnected from the church, from social settings, from circles of friendship or family? Once a prominent part, they either take a step back themselves or they find themselves on the outside looking in. Ever know of anyone that feels disconnected in some way? How often do people feel lost? Now, I don't mean in the sense of the church upbringing I was raised in, whereas until you accepted Jesus into your heart, you were lost. I mean, do you know of anyone who just feels lost? Unsure of the next steps? Perhaps still grieving over the loss of someone close to them? Perhaps still reeling from a broken marriage or relationship? Perhaps laid off from a job with no idea how to find the next one? Perhaps just lost in general, just a loss of life direction. In my role as pastor, and in Kenny's role as associate pastor, we come across folks week in and week out who feel unusable, disconnected, and lost. And seeing those tossed away beach items reminded me of the humanness and the all too much frequency of these feelings. Feelings, I might add, that I have personally experienced a time or two. In the ancient community, they felt the same thing. You know, the folks on the margins, lepers, women, children, tax collectors, they all felt unusable. Too much baggage, too many layers to peel, too bad a reputation, justified or not. Margin people felt unusable because no one really paid attention to them anyway. They felt just as unusable as a half rubber ball. And then there were the religious insiders, the Pharisees, you know, those religious zealots that get a bad rap because of their piousness and self-righteous actions. I find, Kenny, that I might need to tread a little more lightly with them because I might have some things in common. These insiders from religious and society powers felt disconnected, at least to the Jesus movement. And we could be judgmental, but in truth, these religious authorities didn't understand his message. On one hand, Jesus was an observant and faithful Jew. And yet, on the other, when it came down to following an established religious law or healing someone on the Sabbath, every time Jesus chose people over rules. And it was hard for people like the Pharisees to adjust to that and to listen to this new message of a more inclusive and loving gospel, because a more punitive and judgmental gospel had worked for them and their faith ancestors. And so with the society powers, they were threatened by Jesus and his message. So they purposely disconnected themselves from him. disconnected like a yellow toy flag tossed away to be found alone on the shoreline. And lost? Well, lots of folks in the ancient community were lost. Wandering around clueless or unnoticed or ignored. So many in the ancient community felt lost in their life's purpose. For many, life was about existing and not living. And friends, there is a difference. For, in other words, their priority every day was to survive. Others were lost in a sense of belonging, unable to find a social group or a faith community or a career where they might fit. So just like blue half-rubber balls, yellow toy flags, and pink goggles, our ancient faith ancestors felt unusable, disconnected, and lost. In today's scripture lesson, we find Jesus teaching in another parable. Speaking of loss, Jesus did that a lot. That is, taught in parables that left us to interpret what do they mean, and sometimes feeling lost as to what their real meaning is. Today's parable teaching is tucked in between several parable lessons, and in the scripture Peggy read today, we find a woman who's lost a coin. It was important for the writer of Luke to tell us that she had 10 coins. So quick math tells us she had 9 left, 90%. Hey, even on a tough grading scale, that's an A. Why would she worry about the one lost coin? But worry she did. Because the writer of Luke is equally invested in making sure that we know she didn't just casually look for the one lost coin. She lit a lamp, swept the house. No, not just the room of the house. Swept the house. And further, she searched, quote, carefully until she finds it. And when she does, she calls her friends to celebrate with her. And Jesus tells those listening that this is what happens. This is what happens when someone is reminded of their inclusion and reminded of God's circle of grace and love and hope and forgiveness. Jesus is reminding them and us, if we'll listen, that when one person feels unusable, disconnected, or lost, God's desire is that we do whatever we can to fix that. And sometimes that means fixing ourselves, embracing our gifts and using them for God's vision, reconnecting with people, places, and things that are healthy for us, and finding our way. Sometimes the fix is with us. And other times, this embrace and connection and discovery are our call to others, our call to help others find their way in the world. I, like you, have been moved this week, very often to tears, watching the scenes of utter destruction and distraught lives at the hands of Hurricane Harvey. It is heartbreaking to see so many lives torn apart. Indeed, over 40 lives lost, story after story. My family and I had over 3 feet of water in our home in 1977. And so I know what it is to walk into your home when the water finally recedes, for it to be filled with flood mud. And those of you who've experienced this know there's nothing like flood mud. I know what it is as a child to see your parents who have worked so hard for years to provide for a home, see everything they've worked for destroyed. I know what it is to see your mom open a closet door when baby pictures and family pictures of folks long gone, like her parents and others, and see all these pictorial memories destroyed. Those were the only tears I saw from my mom in 1977. We've heard the stories this week of people who wonder where they will go when the shelters close. Of people who wonder where money for medicine and groceries and baby food will come from until the businesses where they were employed can reopen. If they can reopen. Imagine the helplessness they feel. And yet, I've also seen the hero and shero stories. Common everyday people. Some known as the Cajun Navy because they came with Hurricane Katrina experience. Some known as the Texas Navy who said, "Watch us, we can do the same." Local people who moved their rafts and small boats and jet skis, and people who traveled all over the country on interstates towing boats and U-Hauls and rafts and love, rescuing the trapped and fearful victims. I've watched our local community take up money, send firefighters, collect home and health necessities. I've watched people light a lamp, sweep a floor, and carefully search a house until they find someone who feels unusable, disconnected, or lost. And I have cried tears of joy when I've witnessed the embrace of strangers now connected because one of them went looking and the other was found. Friends, in like fashion, that's what God wants us to do for each other. Help us find our purpose. Help us find our connection. Help us find who we are. And God does that by touching us in ways we can't always comprehend. But we can feel the difference it makes when we feel embraced or loved or celebrated by the one who created us. Friends, I wonder this morning,
just right where you are there reasons that you feel like you're unusable? Perhaps a mistake you made in your life, lapse in judgment. Perhaps you're listening to the world or other old record players telling you what you've done or who you are or what you're able to do. Do any of us feel like we can't be used? That we're easily discarded? I wonder this morning, does anyone here feel disconnected? Maybe from your family? Maybe from a circle of friends. Maybe you're here this morning, but you still feel disconnected even here. I wonder, are there any of us here this morning that feel lost? Know what the next step's going to bring. What will happen with North Korea? What will happen with pension funds? What will happen with division and poverty? I wonder if any of us feel lost in our life's purpose. Oh, Pastor, it's too late, too old. That's right, Miss Elnora said, Oh, Pastor, I'm too tired. Oh, Pastor, I'm too wounded. Oh, Pastor, I'm too angry. Too hurt. Pastor, I got too much going on. Friends, God is there for us to reconnect us, to give us new purpose, to remind us we are not easily tossed away. God needs us, and we need God. Now, this morning, I have two prayers for us. First, if we know of someone who feels unusable, disconnected, or lost, it's my prayer that we're going to reach out to them and let them know we care. And second, if any one of us is feeling unusable, disconnected, or lost, I pray, oh how I pray, that God will touch us over and over again until we don't feel tossed away, until we recognize that we're needed and wanted and found. May we share that hope together. Amen.
Let's touch this.